Anchor.
And just a little ways beyond Mahaprabhu Ghat was a place called Jagai Madhai Ghat. You know the story how after Jagai and Madhai were delivered, Madhai was still feeling himself so guilty that he had beaten Nityananda Prabhu on the head with the pot, clay pot, and made him bleed. But even after he was given love of God and completely purified of all of his sins, it's a beautiful story, he was 24 hours a day lamenting in his heart that the person who gave me the perfection of my life and relieved me of all sins, I beat him on the head and make him bleed. So one day Madhai approached Nityananda Prabhu and was weeping and fell at his feet. And he said, can everyone hear?
Yes.
Everyone can hear? Hare Keshav? He begged Nityananda Prabhu, please give me some atonement by which I can relieve my heart of the distress for the pain that I have caused you. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu told him that you should, with your own hands, build a bathing ghat where all people can come and comfortably bathe in the river Ganges. And you should serve the lotus feet of all the devotees that come. So Madhai, with a spade in his hand, built a beautiful bathing ghat. And then he would stay and serve that bathing ghat. After each person would come to take bath, he would clean up after them. As each devotee came, he would bow down to them. And he would pray that, please forgive me for any sins that I am knowingly or unknowingly committed to you. Sometimes people, cruel people, would throw stones at Madhai because they knew what a demon he was. He was a murderer, a thief, a killer. And what Madhai would do with this ghat is he would pick up the stones that people would hurl at him, and he would give it back to that person and say, please throw it again. In this way, he served all the Vaishnavas, and by serving the Vaishnavas, he received the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. And he became so much beloved by all the residents of Navadvipa. The most hated person, the most feared person, became so humble that everyone would offer their respectful obeisances to Jagai and Madhai. They remained brahmacharis for the rest of their life in the loving service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just a few minutes walking distance are all these Jagai Madhai Ghat, Mahaprabhu Ghat, Vridha Shiva Ghat. Then there's the Nagariya Ghat. That's the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do his wonderful water sports. We don't have time to speak them now, but that's where he would, when the Brahmins would come out of the water after bathing, he would throw sand on them, so they would have to bathe again when he was a young boy. And when they would be chanting their Gayatri Mantra, he would swim underwater and catch them by the feet and pull them so they'd go underwater. And sometimes he would go underwater so nobody knew, and people were chanting their prayers, offering their oblations to Ganga Devi, and right in front of them he would just come out of the water and he'd spit Ganges water in their face. Other times he'd steal their Bhagavad Gitas. Other times he would just splash them so much with his friends that it would create, all the water would become so muddy from so much splashing that no one could come to bring water for drinking. They used to come with pots to drink, bring drinking water from the Ganges. And the young girls, they would be doing their pujas, and Nimai Pandit would sit on the asana, and he would put the garlands around his own neck, and he would put the sandalwood on his own head, and he would eat all the sweets, And they would say, "What are you doing, Nimai? This is meant for Lord Shiva." He'd say, "I am the Lord of Shiva. You should worship me. Whatever else you have, you give to me." And some of them would become very upset. And he would say to them, "If you give to me all of your articles of worship, then I promise you, you will have a very nice husband. Very rich, very handsome, very pious, very devoted, and he will take nice care of you. But if you do not give me all your offerings, then I bless you that you will have a hunchbacked husband with cross eyes who has minimum 7 co-wives. And he will be poor and he will mistreat you." So they would all give him all their offerings. She go along the Mahaprabhu ki. Jai! My Pandit ki. Jai! Sometimes the men would be bathing in one side, the women would be bathing on the other side. Nimai and his friends, they would take the saris and put it on the men's side, and they would take the kopans and put it on the women's side. So when they would come out of the water, they did not know what to do. And sometimes he and his friends would go up to these young girls and ask them to marry him. Young boy. Anyways, the Brahmins and the young girls all went to Jagannath Misa and Shachi Devi at Yoga Peak where they were living. And they would tell all these things. "This is what your son is doing." So Jagannath Misa would become very angry. He would take a stick. He would come to Nagariya Ghat. I will teach him committing all these offenses. So the young girls, they would run ahead and they would say, "Nimai, your father's coming with a stick, the same girls that just told on him." So he would laugh and he would tell his friends that if when my father comes, tell him that I haven't arrived yet, I'm still at school. And then he would go home by a different road than Jagannath Misra was coming. And Jagannath Misra would get to the bank of the Ganges, and he'd be looking with his stick. "Where is my Nimai? Where is my Nimai?" He'd call out to the friends, and his friends would say, "He hasn't arrived yet. He's still at school. How is this possible?" Then the Brahmins would come to him and say, "Actually, Jagannath Misra, you are so fortunate to have a son like this. He's simply giving pleasure to everyone by performing these wonderful pastimes." And Jagannath Misra, hearing this, he became so happy. He embraced them all and said, "Please know that he is also your son. So help me, you also please take care." So Jagannath Misra would return home. And when he would get home, Nimai would just be arriving from another. His hair would be covered with dust. His body dust, his hair was dry, he had ink spots on his hands. And Sachi Devi and Jagannath Misra, "How is all these young girls and Brahmins are complaining that all day you've been just splashing and doing all mischief, and it appears you haven't, there's not a drop of water on you, that you've taken a bath?" And Nimai said, "I'm just on my way to the Ganges to meet my friends." And Jagannath Misra explained, "This is what they've said about you." He said, "They're telling lies about me." He said, "Because they've told these lies about me, now I will really teach them a lesson." And he would come back to Nagariya Ghat and perform his wonderful pastime. Shri Nimai Pandit ki. And then beyond that is a place called Ganga Nagar. And that is a place where Bhardwaj Muni, one of the great saints, one of the great 7 rishis, he resided here also, performing his tapasya, meditating on Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If we had time, we would go. But there's no markings for any of these ghats. But they're all just along this road. Hari Bol. To be pointed toward the people. There's a place called Barakona Ghat. That's the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have his classes with his students, teaching them grammar, Sanskrit, Nyaya, logic, And it was at the Varakona Ghat, in which Keshava Kashmiri, the greatest of all scholars, came and challenged him to a debate. And Nimai Pandit, who was just a young boy at the time, he defeated the greatest scholar in all of the world, Keshav Kashmiri. And this Keshav Kashmiri, it's a long story, but he was blessed by Mother Saraswati that he could not be defeated. And when Nimai defeated him, he didn't know what to do. He defeated him just here at Varakona Ghat. And he went home that night and he was saying, Saraswati, you have always given me the power to defeat everyone. Why have you left me today? I was speechless. I didn't have a word to say from a young boy. And that evening, Saraswati appeared to him in a dream and told Keshav Kashmiri that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishna, and he is my master. And if you are my devotee, then you should fall at his feet and surrender to him and consider yourself supremely fortunate that he has given you this mercy. So the next day, he came back to Varakona Ghat, Keshav Kashmiri, and he surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit there very regularly. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing someone chanting the glories of the Lord, and he heard the name Varahadev. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to Murari Gupta's house and transformed into the form of Lord Varahadev and told him that you offer me prayers. So Murari Gupta began to offer him beautiful prayers. And then he picked up a pot of water, pretending it to be the earth, and he began to display his pastime of Lord Varahadev. So this is the house of Murari Gupta.
Also the incarnation of Sadashiva, the original form of Lord Shiva.
He appeared in a generation before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was many years older. And as we told the story the other day at Yoga Feet, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, how it was Advaita Acharya who worshipped the Lord with tulsi leaves and Ganges water, praying with such sincere feelings of devotion for the Supreme Lord Krishna to incarnate on earth in order to give Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, to the fallen, sinful people of the world. And it was on the request, the prayers of Advaita, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Advaita Acharya was born in a place called Navagram. His father's name was Kuvera Pandit. And in fact, there's a story that on Mount Kailash, one time Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, he requested a benediction from Lord Shankar that I want to be your father. So Kuvera incarnated as Kuvera Pandit and Sadashiva incarnated as Sri Advaita Acharya. When he was very young, his parents, both of them, left this world and he settled in Santipur. But he also had a small house here in Navadvip, so that he could be close to Srivas Pandit and have wonderful kirtan at Srivas Pandit's house. This is where he lived, and it is actually in this place that Sri Advaita Acharya worshipped the Shalagram, and it was in this place that he called out very loudly for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear. Gauranga! Gauranga! There are so many stories about this wonderful place. Each day, Advaita Acharya would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam here and have wonderful kirtan, and all the devotees would come. One, the elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwaroop, he would come each day and spend the whole day here at Advaita Bhavan, just hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he would speak with such feeling and devotion, although he was just a child. Advaita and the others would just be so much immersed in the nectar of his words that they never wanted him to stop. And he never wanted to go home. Vishwaroop was completely detached from any material considerations of life. So Sachi Devi used to send little Nimai, who was just a little boy at the time, to come and bring Vishwaroop home for lunch prasad. So Nimai would come here almost every day, and he would pull Vishwaroop by the dhoti saying, Mataji is calling you for prasad. And the devotees, they would all be immersed in discussing Krishna Katha. But when Advaita and Gadadhar and Mukunda and all the others, when they would see Nimai, although they didn't even recognize because of the Lord's Yogamaya potency that he was Krishna, they would become so attracted that their mouths would open. Their eyes would just stare at him unblinking. They couldn't even talk about Krishna when they'd be looking at him. They were just so stunned with ecstatic love. And they couldn't understand. Why is it when we look at this child, we become filled with ecstatic love of Krishna? Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! And Nimai would say to Vishwaroop, Mataji is calling, and then he would run home with his brother. So this is Advaita Bhavan. And just close to here, this temple, is where Gadadhar Pandit lived while he was living in Navadvip. Gadadhar Pandit, as you remember, we went to his birthplace in Champahati, where those beautiful Gaur Gadadhar Murtis were. He was born as the son of Madhava Mishra in Champahati. But as a young boy, he lived here in Navadvip. And he was closest friends with Nimai. You see, when Krishna told Sri Radharani that I'm going to appear in the mood of your bhava, Sri Radharani wanted to see how he would respond to having her bhava. So Sri Gadadhar is Sri Radharani who appeared along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also to protect him when he was in different states of ecstatic love. One time near this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and weeping. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? I cannot find my Krishna. He was in the ecstasy of separation. And he said to Gadadhar, where will I find Krishna? And Gadadhar said, Gaur Sundar, he is within your heart. Immediately, Lord Gauranga took his nails and started to rip open his own chest, to rip open his heart to find Krishna. He was so mad. If he's in my heart, I must see him, I must see him. At that time, Gadadhar became very afraid. What have I done? He said, Gauranga, Gauranga, no need to rip open your heart. He will appear before you very soon. I know for sure he will appear before you very soon. And Nimai became pacified. And when Sachi Mata saw this, she came to the conclusion that this Gadadhar, although he was about a year younger than Gauranga Mahaprabhu, although he is a peer, he is the only one I know that can control my son. So she approached Gadadhar and she said, please, always be with my son Nimai. Never leave him. So he was almost inseparable friends from Nimai Pandit. This is the house of Gadadhar Pandit. We have to be at the temple at 6 o'clock. What time is it now? So just a few minutes from here is Srivasangam. We were there the other day, it was dark. At least we'll see it something. we'll have a 15-minute wonderful kirtan.
This is,
this is the place of kirtan. This, besides Radha Gopinath Mandir in Bombay, this is the supreme place of kirtan for. Of course, that is my own vision. Historically, this is the supreme place of kirtan. So we should have, in that 15 minutes, we should have millions of millenniums worth of kirtan. Enthusiasm in our devotion. If you have any energy left after this 15 minutes, that means you're in Maya.
Hariya!
So we will circumambulate Advaita Bhavan, Gadadhar Bhavan. Everyone has darshan of the murtis. And then right after the kirtan, we'll go in the buses. And I request everyone to come right to the temple. Sandhyarati. And on the request of some of the senior devotees here, Sri Jai Pathak Maharaj and Sri Bhakti Charu Maharaj are going to give darshan and answer any questions devotees may have. They actually had to cancel big preaching programs that they had tonight because some of our devotees asked them to do this. So please come. Come for aarti and stay after aarti. And then after their darshan, there will be a tour through the Chaitanya exhibit. It's a beautiful diorama exhibit of all Lord Chaitanya's pastimes right in the temple. Gauranga! Advaita! Gadadhar! Srivas! Nityananda!